This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Depending on which numbers you look at, Americans will spend between about $800 and $1,000 on holiday gifts this season. And for some, it will take months to pay those bills. Tracking down whatever we think are the perfect gifts and then stretching our budget to buy them creates a lot of stress. So why do we work and worry so much about gift giving? Janice and Rock Rockman are Central Texas life and relationship coaches certified by an International Coaching Federation accredited program. We talked recently about what's really going on emotionally when holiday spending goes overboard.
In light of not letting other people down around us, we overextend ourselves to try to make people happy, to try to please other people. We overspend, we overbudget, we do all of these things just to try to impress someone else, even our children.
And I think that when we're buying things, I wonder if we're also not just buying the object, but buying the idea, like this idealized life, these snowflakes and warm cocoa and the most wonderful time of the year and Christmas music in the background, buying this idea of happiness, this dream, and we can kind of detach from the reality of all of our stressors and the violent world that we live in, the stressful world that we live in, just for this little short time.
It seems like people are using gift giving to try to do something or achieve something that they're uncomfortable doing emotionally or one-on-one. Ideas of giving or ideas of love and connection. We can also do that, can't we, by saying, wow, I really like you. I enjoy spending time with you. Or wow, you make a difference in my life.
A lot of us don't really want to do the heavy lifting of the emotional work or the communication work that it takes to build those kinds of relational connections. It is a much easier process it's a much quicker process just to purchase something, scan it, put it in a bag and say, here.
Right.
I've even heard a lot of parents say, especially ones from previous generations, like, I didn't have a lot of love and affection and nurturing. I don't really know how to do that. But the way that I'm going to show you is I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to give this to you or that. So I do think that it can in some ways be a replacement for that. Part of it, too, is taking a little time to develop our emotional intelligence to find out what it is that other people are wanting that will communicate love or validation for them, instead of trying to take a shortcut or a microwave route by immediately saying, well, I'll just do the gift instead of doing the emotional work.
One thing that I've noticed is people overextending themselves to try to achieve something specific. Oh, I really want that person to be my friend, so I'm going to give them something really kind of big and inappropriately elaborate. Or, you know, I really want to show my level of success or achievement, so I'm going to spend a lot of money on gifts. It seems like there are scenarios where the gift giving is more about the giver than the receiver.
Oh, yeah. So many times.
And I think we really just have to think about, what is our motive? Is our motive to really, truly give back and contribute to people and contribute to society? Or is our motive just to make ourselves feel happy and just to make ourselves feel good?
Yeah, is it like self-centered giving?
Is it self-centered giving? If we rethink the way that we're giving, maybe we can give out of more compassion.
Yeah.
And give out of more love and give what people really need as opposed to what we feel like they want based on how it's going to make us feel.
I also see where we as human beings try to sort of go back into our past. So at this point, we're not mindfully giving. So I've seen people say, well, I struggled so much early in my life. Now I'm going to do this. I'm going to give this to these people. Or even a lot of caregivers or parents will say, I didn't have these things, so I'm giving this to my children. Although the children may have never asked for it. I mean, as long as we are seeking outside of ourselves, externalized validation, I don't think that we'll ever really get filled. I think it's like a disordered hunger. It's an insatiable want that never really gets satisfied.
Is there a way to be mindful and thoughtful then in thinking about what to give and whom to give it to and how to give?
So I think the problem for a lot of us is that it's tied into our self-worth, into our happiness. Like, if I don't get this gift or if I'm not able to give that, then we equate it to like, I'm not enough. No matter how much we give or receive to be accepted by other people, if we don't have that self-acceptance at our core,
right,
the acceptance of other people will never be enough.
Never.
So how do we learn to accept ourselves at a level where this is not so critical and crucial to how good or bad we feel about ourselves.
Forgive, and we're motivated by fear. I want them to like me. I want to people please. I want to be accepted. It will just continue to feed more of that. So, I mean, if we're giving our personal best, I'm not sure that there's more that you could ask for at the end of every day, you know, and to be able to see these things that come our way and to be able to say, you know what, I'm not going to invest in that thought, in that thought real estate. You know, I'm not going to let that define my self-worth, because I want to have peace of mind. And we get burnt out when we're being inauthentic and spreading ourselves too thin.
Yeah. You just have to take a deep breath. And like Janice said, have a conversation and just know I don't have to go with the status quo. How many times has this happened? Someone got you a gift and you're like, oh my goodness, I got to go out and get them one now, you know? Right? Like, take a deep breath and realize that it's okay. You don't have to be part of this, all of this consumerism. And if you want to be a part of it, by all means, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think we want to make it wrong to go out and just have a great time and splurge and spend more money. But don't overextend yourself. Take a deep breath and realize, hey, it's okay. We can be happy right where we are.
How can we be gracious receivers, whatever the gift might be?
Let the giver off the hook, because I've had people say, well, what do you want? What do you want to do? And sometimes I'll say, you know, I have more than enough. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you do, is this conversation is a gift.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, I've had to repeat it several times where they began to scale back and they didn't feel that pressure to do so much. Because I was like, this is enough. This is good. And somehow by saying that this is enough, it almost seems like it translated to them that they are enough. You are enough.
Yeah.
Janice and Rock Rockman, thank you as always for your time and discussion today, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Jennifer. Happy holidays.